And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Marion Mazouk, and he is Blue Valley High School and Middle School principal, but also representing Blue Valley Randolph USD 384 this morning. And I know we were talking about the bond issue. One thing we might want to explain to our listeners, sometimes I think they forget that you really have a couple counties in your district. You're a little bit unusual that way.
Yeah. Of course, the middle school, high school is located in Randolph, which is in Riley County. Our elementary K-4 is in Oldsburg, which when you cross the bridge, you are in Pott County. So we do have a majority, but we have a good part of our parents and students live in Pott County.
Very good. And so it's, you know, just a reminder, get out and vote come November, right? Or not?
Yeah, it'll be November. I think it's November 7th for the bond. And it's, like I said, it's something we've made, I shouldn't say me, but I think the board and Mr. Burton and our alum put a lot of thought into this. It isn't something we just popped up and said, hey, here's a good way of getting some money to spend whatever. They put a lot of thought into what we need for the district, not just for next year, but 20 years from now. We feel like that, you know, it's a good time to do it. You know, it's not going to raise our mill that much. And they kind of had it figured that if you have a $150,000 home, your tax increase would be only about 23 cents a day. So, you know, we really feel like that it's something that we can logistically do for Blue Valley, that we're not trying to just reach for the stars here. It's something that we needed Blue Valley, and now's the time to do it.
Enrollment, hard to believe, less than a week before enrollment.
Oh, I know. The summer just fly by, but again, for those of you, We try to work the best enrollment we can with the fairs going on, with Riley County Fair finishing up here and Pott County Fair starting next week. A lot of our kids are in 4-H, so you know they're busy all the time. So we have enrollment again for this coming Monday, the 31st, from 4 to 7 p.m. in Randolph at the middle school, which our district office is located. And then again, if you can't make that, you can also go Tuesday, August 1st from 4 to 7 at the McCormick Elementary in Oldsburg School. So those are the times that we will be there. Of course, you can still get online at our website and get the forms if you want to get started filling them out and bring them by any time. So that's really the best time to get enrolled, but again, we're open to starting August 1st. Secretaries will be in the buildings, and of course, you need to stop by. But the best time for, again, enrollments will be Monday and Tuesday of next week, 4 to 7.
Do people need to bring things with, anything in particular they should bring when they get there?
Oh, we have all the forms there they need. You know, yeah, checkbooks are always going to be needed, but again, we do have about everything they need there. So we have pick up their physical forms for the kids to get physicals before sports starts, of course, if they need them. I think actually, I'm not sure. I think this Friday, I think the 28th, we have, if the students want to go to one of the clinics in Westmoreland, they offer free physicals for our.
According to your website, it says you did that yesterday.
But it was yesterday. You could be very right.
Tuesday the 25th. Yeah.
So, but again, those are times for enrollment. Of course, teachers report the 14th. Our first day of school is the 17th of August. So it's going to be here before we know it.
I would imagine already with some of the new teachers, you're starting to get together with some of them, and usually they have a little bit of preface to the year more so than the regular teachers.
Yeah, I think we're going to, August 10th, I think we meet with our new teachers there in the district all day, getting used to, we've meet with the technology to get them started on that, and just there's always stuff that new information that they need. We'll meet with them during the day. So our new teachers report, actually, I think this Friday, our new teachers are through our cooperative in Greenbush are meeting at the at the Discovery Center here in town. So they'll get started with our some of our veteran teachers, our mentors, and start with that this Friday. So yeah, it's all going to be here before we know it, and looking forward to it.
Quite a few new teachers, or
yeah, we have. I think at the elementary, we have a new kindergarten teacher. At the middle school, we'll have one at the middle school teaching middle school English. At high school, we have a new facts teacher at the high school. So, yeah, we have a good balance of new and returning teachers coming in.
Out of curiosity, you mentioned a new kindergarten teacher. Are you having to expand that a little bit? You mentioned sort of a baby boom at the lower levels.
Actually, we're right at the cutoff line with, I think, last I heard, it was 24, 25 new kindergartners coming in. So that's really exciting to hear. And we'll have to see. I'm sure we already have hired a new para to help in the classroom there for that classroom. So, yeah. At McCormick Elementary, it's going to be their classes are full, but that's what you like to see.
We did just hear from Cliff Williams from Riley County's USD 378. I guess the contractors moved their inspection time to today, and so he's not able to be with us today, but we appreciate getting that information and miss Cliff today, but appreciate getting that. I know when we're talking, of course, about new teachers and such and many openings, that you still have some folks you're trying to hire for, or how are you doing that way?
Yeah, as far as, you know, the teaching part, we have that all filled. So we're always in need of, you know, if somebody's interested in substitute bus drivers, you know, with our district, we have quite a few miles to cover. So it's always in, if you had a substitute bus driver, if you're interested in that, contact the district office. But coaching-wise, I think we got our volleyball set for middle school and high school next year, and most of our basketball. We are always in need. We're still in need of some middle school coaching for possibly track and possibly girls basketball, maybe boys basketball. So if you're interested in doing some coaching, you can contact the school, contact me at the high school if you're interested. So, yeah, there's always areas that we need. It's tough with I know we've had really good success with getting from K-State, from students education who want to, you know, get the experience, and it's not too bad of a drive, but sometimes you never know based on their schedule when they can come out and do that. So we understand that, but if anybody's interested in wanting to do some coaching, feel free to give us a call.
And of course, with the little bit of raises that you were able to grant, that makes it a bit more enticing, I would guess, to do some things around USD 384.
Yeah, I really am appreciate what our school board has done and the teacher negotiations for being supportive through these years of, because we've had years where, I mean, they knew we weren't going to get any raises and there wasn't the money out there, so they stuck around and stayed with us, so that's what we hope we can appreciate them with this raise. So, yeah, it helps.
Well, anything else before we wrap up? A lot of good information today, Marion, and appreciate all of it. Anything else?
Not really. Again, I just want to let people know that in August and September we will have public hearings, meetings for this bond issue. So if they have any questions, concerns, we should, you know, have them come to the meetings. I'm not sure. They haven't been set yet as far as when or where, but there will be out there. So if they need more information about the bond being passed or trying to get passed. So we always want to hear what they have to say. And what I've been hearing so far has been very supportive. But again, I know it's something that people are concerned about, you know, more money and I totally understand that. So we want to make sure we're hearing from everybody and we get the correct information out there for them.
Well, thanks again to Marion Mazouk with us today and Blue Valley Randolph High School Middle School principal, also representing Blue Valley Randolph's USD 384 this morning. We'll take a break. Pottawatomie County Extension agent Aaron Tynan with some 4-H ambassadors. We're going to be talking about their county fair that will be going on this next week. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN's Morning News is brought to you by ESB Financial.